nice to have Dr. Lambrecht here. The only thing, I wish he would have brought Centennial Hall with him, so that our sound would be a little bit better and our seating would be a little bit better. But maybe someday it would support. So he did offer to sing bass two for the choir, though he won't be conducting. So I'll find a spot for him. Well, we don't have a guest conductor with us today. Several weeks ago, we had a very, very fortunate opportunity to listen to and work with the Nordic Choir and their conductor from Luther College. And so our experience there was very, very rewarding and beneficial. And rather than interrupt another day, I'm just so grateful that administration and faculty allowed these students to miss the first three periods of class for that really unique experience. And so, this first piece we're going to do is actually by a Luther College grad, and both the lyrics, a friend of his, and so he's kind of made a mark in the choral music world, Joshua Shank, and this first piece is called The Boy who Picked Up His Feet to Fly. Maybe we've all had dreams of flying. I know I did when I was a kid. I can picture exactly where it was on my front lawn, and I was glad that no one scooped me out of the air. But in this case, like if you've seen Into the Woods, sometimes you don't really want what you wish for, because this boy doesn't land.
Touching the sky, the boy who picked up his feet to fly.
The next piece, Weep No More, by David Childs. It's just a beautiful, beautiful poem of John Keats. And it is not about grief as much as it is about comfort for someone grieving. And so you'll really enjoy this women's number, Weep No More. is finally going to sing something you know, Danny Boy. Not just the Holly Chorus, but another piece you know. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Danny Boy. Its text was written by Fred Weatherly, who never, ever stepped foot in Ireland. The melody was written hundreds of years before, called Londonderry Air, and it had 20-plus different lyrics before it became Danny Boy in the early 1900s, the one that we all know. And the first one was actually called O Shrive Me Father, and that's a confession to a priest. And so that was the first lyrics for Danny Boy, the melody that we all really, really know and associate with Ireland. So Fred Weatherly wrote this great text, and now we have this new composer that comes along and says, well, why does those words have to go with the familiar melody? I'm going to write my own. And that's what he did. So I'm sorry you're not going to hear something you know. You're going to hear the words that you know, but you're not going to hear the melody. This is Danny Boy, written by Z. Randall Stroop, and it's sung by our guys. Tang. Actually, she's an artist also. Vienna Tang, T-E-N-G. She grew up in California, and then she went to Stanford University, and she studied computers. And she joined the university choir at Stanford. And then she started thinking, I can do things computer-wise with this music. And so she's become very, very, very well known in kind of the independent music scene and has been on David Letterman and various places. But this piece is called Hymn, the Hymn of Axiom. Axiom, spelled in your program, is a corporation in Little Rock, Arkansas. And did you know that every time you get on the internet and do a Google search of any kind, that company, that silent company, gathers that information, and then they take advertising and cater it to what you search. And it's scary, isn't it? And she, in that computer field, and as a musician, decided to put this kind of eerie concept to music. But what she did in her own recording, in her own production, is she wrote four parts, and then she sang all four of them, voiced over. So if you look it up online, it's really, really interesting to hear, but it all sounds computer-generated. And tomorrow in class, our social worker, Ms. Melanie Rice, is going to come into the choirs, and she's going to talk a little bit about social media. And she's going to really, really let us know what happens to that Snapchat. Happens to that internet search? And how many more companies out there are there like this? So really, we can't wait to sing this for you. But it's interesting that it's called a hymn to Axiom, because a hymn in four-part chorale almost sounds like a love song at first, until it just gets a little bit, yikes, scary. So, hymn to Axiom from